Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Tomorrow marks the somber one-year anniversary of the horrible shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
We'll be thinking of Aviel and where she would have been at 7 instead of at 6, and hopefully what we could do to prevent somebody else from feeling that same sadness.
More than 20 little children lost their lives when a vengeful, mentally unstable man entered the school, heavily armed, and began shooting, eventually killing himself. That man speaking there is Jeremy Richmond, father of one of the victims. Together, the victim families have asked that in remembrance of the tragedy, all Americans perform an act of kindness. We'll have more to say about that later in the program, as well as look at how the gun industry and the gun lobby and gun laws have all responded to this tragedy in surprising ways. But perhaps the starkest and most irreversible change from the Sandy Hook tragedy is the assumption now, the terrible assumption that elementary schools, with their playgrounds and little backpack-carrying bright-eyed children learning to read and count, can all of a sudden be a target of a gunman acting out like some SWAT team in the middle of school. Lindsay Jarek-Harris joins us now, fourth grade teacher right here in New York City. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, we got to talk to thousands of elementary school teachers, but in many ways, you're no different than any of the schools in America that have had to consider suddenly this Newtown scenario. Take us back to the days afterwards. How did you respond? How did you feel about your own school, just looking around at the students, that sort of thing?
My goal in my classroom and as a teacher is to ensure that my students are comfortable in their environment and aware of their environment. And in addition to that awareness, I want them to be self-aware and realize that it's important for them to know that they have an effect on their environment. So, you know, when I know that we were going to have to start implementing emergency procedures in our school, so, you know, I stress to them that in an extraordinary event, this is what we have to do to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And it's not likely that this will happen in our school, but it's important to be prepared.
Can you take me back to that first drill that you had to practice and what that was like and how you felt about that and your concerns? And
yeah, like I said, I try to keep it as light as possible with the children without trying to scare them too much, because what we have to do in our classroom is every window that has to be covered. So our door has a window on it. So now I have a shade that I have to pull down. And what happens is when we had our first lockdown, I explained to the children, you know, this is what we need to prepare for. And, you know, they understood, but they were scared. They were very scared. And, you know, is this going to happen to us? You know, and you have to be prepared to answer those questions. And the first time we did it, the kids were amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said to them, this is what we need to do in a situation like this. We don't know where we're going to be or how, you know, everyone's going to react. But the way you reacted today is the way it should be. And, you know, with the kids have to, what I have to do as a teacher is make sure that no one's in the hallway. And I have to lock my door, and then the children quickly move out of sight of the doorway and crowd. All 30 students have to crowd in the corner of the classroom, and we have to wait until either a responder comes to my door, or in this case, since it's a drill.
Is it all clear?
Yeah, an all clear, exactly. Yeah, the administrator comes and
I can see
react.
On your face. You've thought it through.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
As a teacher, what an incomprehensible process that must have been over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Changes your whole environment.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, and it's sad to say, but you do, you look at everyone differently that comes into the school now.
Really?
I do, and I know that my colleagues, we talk about it. You know, if you see a person that you've never seen before come into the school, you have your suspicions. You know, who is that? Why are they here? And, you know, you never thought that before.
Somebody carrying brownies for the...
Yeah.
Could be
Exactly. My God. Exactly. So you just never know now. And you always have to kind of put up your guard and say, okay, I can't be naive. I have to make sure I know who this person is or why they're here.
Do the kids want to know who the bad people are, where they come from, why?
Yeah, they talked about 9/11 a lot. Yeah, 9/11 came up, and they kind of related Adam Lanza to the terrorist attacks of 9/11. And, you know, I had to explain that, you know, sometimes people are mentally ill, and you know, unfortunate things like this do happen. And this is why we prepare for these tragedies, mm-hmm. for these events.
Mm-hmm. How about your job as a teacher? Has that changed?
No, I try to not let it dictate the culture of the school. I don't want this fear to dictate the culture. And like I said, my goal is to make sure that my students are comfortable in their environment, in my classroom. So I try to keep that fear away unless it's presented to me from a child. And it hasn't so far this year. So, it hasn't been an issue.
But it does sound like part of your responsibility as a teacher this year, unlike last year, mm-hmm. unlike anything you'd really ever contemplated, mm-hmm. is this fight to prevent this sense of vigilance from mm-hmm. taking over the school, taking mm-hmm. over the culture of this elementary school.
Yeah, I am definitely more aware of the whereabouts of my students now, whether they're going down to the nurse or taking down the attendance for the day. I have a log of when they're out of the classroom, they're in the bathroom, or when they see a service provider. So that's definitely something that I guess has changed as well for me. I need to know where they are at all times to make sure if anything were to happen, you know, I know that they're safe.
Who's braver, the teachers or the kids? Or is that even an appropriate question?
I don't know. I would like to say I'm braver, but I know that my kids are very strong, and I think that in a situation, if a situation were to occur, we'd all work together.
Lindsay Jerakaris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lindsay Jerakaris is a fourth grade teacher in New York City.